Is God always in my thoughts, literally 100% of the day? I strive to get there, and I try more and more each day to do that. But do I ever hit 100%? I'm afraid not, brothers and sisters. But what we can see here in Isaiah chapter 49 is this, is that for God, you are always in His thoughts. And He says that your name is written on the palm of His hand. What God is saying is that you are not forgotten. You are not replaceable. You are His. What we do every year here at North Tampa is we honor all of the big kids who are going to be graduating from high school. And we want you guys to be able to celebrate that with them. So what we're going to be doing this morning is we're going to be starting off with a slideshow that is going to have some of the kids' parents wrote them some letters, and that's going to be read. And then after that, we'll get back into the worship portion of our service this morning.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow. Each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same thing. But you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you.
My precious love, Kenya Marie Golden, you are my youngest kid of your six siblings. I've always referred to you as my love child. Born 7/27/07, after mommy had 16 long, hard hours of labor, you entered this world, making me and your father very proud parents. As I recall, your daddy ringing the hospital bell, announcing that his baby girl had arrived. What a joyous time. If I must say, you've been a joy ever since. Your existence has been nothing more than a pleasure as I've raised and watched you become this beautiful young lady. Always continue to keep God first in your life. February 2015. Our family, we suffered a great loss when my husband / your dad passed away. That was one of the hardest things we as a family had to encounter. But God remained with us and he kept us strong. I must say, if your dad was here, he would be so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Your siblings, grandparents, godparents are all so proud of you. Kenya, I love you so much. Thank you for being you. Over the past 17 years, I've watched you grow physically, spiritually, and mentally. With that being said, always remember Bible verse Philippians 4:13. You can do all things through Christ. And if you continue to allow him to lead you, Kenya, the sky is only the beginning of what God has in store for you. February the 19th, 2025, you were sworn into the National Armed Reserves to serve your country. Congratulations. May 28th, 2025, you graduate from Tampa Bay Technical High School with honors. Congratulations again. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Kenya, if you walk with this in your heart, if you walk with God's word before you, behind you, beside you, I promise you, you cannot go wrong. Mommy loves you. I'm proud of you. Congratulations to my graduate of 2025.
Gee, you are. You're attacking the chair. Gee, sit down. Kiri, sit down. Thank you. Salayo.
Harrison, we are so proud of your accomplishment in graduating high school and are excited about you entering the next phase of your life as you begin your college career at Faulkner University. We know you will live by the values that we have instilled in you as your parents, as well as the good influences of your church family and other people of faith who are in your life. We've tried to provide you with a strong foundation of faith in God, love for your family, respect for all individuals, and a passion for life fostered by the many adventures we have experienced, both in our home life and in our travels throughout the world. Please always remember that we love you deeply. We hope you will face life's challenges with courage, resolve, and joy as you continue the journey that you have begun in the early years of your life. We love you, Mom and Dad.
Hey, listening to the rain and smiling just to see the smile upon your face.